With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.
Hello, and welcome to With Heart and Voice, a program of sacred choral and organ music. I'm Peter Dubois, and I'll be your host for the next hour of inspirational listening. Thanks for joining me. For people of faith, hymns provide a means of expressing and internalizing core beliefs. At the same time, they provide a perfect vehicle for communal singing of some very beautiful music. On today's edition of With Heart and Voice, we'll sample some of the riches of hymnody from across the last couple of centuries, originating in Europe and North America. We'll begin with a brilliant organ improvisation on the tune Lasst uns erfreuen, perhaps most often associated with the text All Creatures of Our God and King. Aaron David Miller improvises at the organ of the Fourth Presbyterian Church of Chicago. Aaron David Miller improvised on the hymn tune Lasst uns erfreuen on the organ of the Fourth Presbyterian Church of Chicago to open this program of hymns. The psalm tunes of the early Calvinists provide a number of the most familiar hymn tunes in use even today. Though it was originally composed for a different psalm, the tune Old Hundredth has been associated since the mid-16th century with a paraphrase of Psalm 100 by Scotsman William Keith. All People That on Earth Do Dwell is arranged here by Ray Vaughan Williams and performed by the Choir of St. Paul's Cathedral, London. Christopher Dernley directs with Barry Rose at the organ. Lord of All Hopefulness, set to the traditional Irish tune Slane, was sung by the Cathedral Choral Society, arranged and directed by J. Riley Lewis. Earlier, the choir of St. Paul's Cathedral, London, sang Ralph Vaughan Williams' grand arrangement of All People That on Earth Do Dwell. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. Several denominational hymnals in America over the decades have included as hymn number one the Trinitarian hymn Holy, 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 and it's firmly ingrained in the hearts and voices of many. With the tune Nicaea by John Backus Dykes, we'll hear it sung by the College Choir of Jesus College, Cambridge. Richard Pennell directs, and Dewey Rees plays the organ. The College Choir of Jesus College, Cambridge sang Holy, 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 directed by Richard Pennell. Hymn tunes, or chorales, often set several different texts, a practice not only today but in centuries past. Our next selection is the last of the six Schubler chorales by J.S. Bach. Given the title Kommst du nun Jesu, Comest Thou Jesus from Heaven to Earth, the chorale melody is perhaps better known setting the text Praise to the Lord the Almighty. Listen for that melody in the lowest voice of this organ prelude, performed by Douglas Cleveland on the organ of St. Joseph's Cathedral, Columbus, Ohio. Thank you. Douglas Cleveland played the Schubler Chorale Prelude on Kommst du nun by J.S. Bach. He played the organ of St. Joseph's Cathedral, Columbus. Gordon Slater's wonderful hymn tune, St. Botolph, provides the springboard for Paul Halley's beautiful arrangement of Jesu, the Very Thought of Thee, which we hear sung by the choir of St. John's Church, Elora, Ontario. Paul Halley plays the organ in this recording, and all are directed by Noel Edison. The boundless creativity of Paul Halley is evident in his arrangement of the hymn, Jesu the Very Thought of Thee, sung to the tune St. Botolph. Noel Edison led the choir of St. John's Church at Laura with Mr. Halley at the organ. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. The hymn, All Creatures of Our God and King, is comprised of a text by W.H. Draper based on words of St. Francis of Assisi. It's commonly set to the tune Lost uns erfreuen, which we heard earlier in an organ improvisation. In our next selection, we'll hear a brilliant arrangement of text and tune by John Rutter and performed by the Cambridge Singers. Organist John Scott and the City of London Sinfonia accompany.
Thank you.
John Rutter led the Cambridge Singers and City of London Sinfonia in his own arrangement of All Creatures of Our God and King. Our next selection takes a classic text by prolific hymn writer Charles Wesley and offers a new, more anthem-like setting of the words Love Divine, All Loves Excelling. It dates from 2005 and was composed by Philip Stopford for a wedding that year. It's performed here by the Truro Cathedral Choir with the BBC National Orchestra of Wales. Christopher Gray directs.
Thank you.
Love Divine, as set by Philip Stopford, was performed by the Truro Cathedral Choir, directed by Christopher Gray, and accompanied by the BBC National Orchestra of Wales. Among the most gifted hymn players in America over the past 7 decades has been the eminent organist Frederick Swan, who held prestigious posts at the Riverside Church in New York and later at the Crystal Cathedral in California, among others. He brings his creative gifts to the traditional American hymn Amazing Grace in our next selection, played on the organ at the former Crystal Cathedral. Organist Frederick Swan played Amazing Grace on the organ of the former Crystal Cathedral. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. I consider the tune Michael among the greatest hymn tunes composed in the 20th century. Written by Herbert Howells and named for his son Michael, who died at an early age. In our next piece, it sets a text by Robert Bridges, All My Hope on God Is Founded, based on a German text by Joachim Neander. The University of Texas Chamber Singers are led by James Morrow and accompanied by Jerry Hancock.
Thank you.
All My Hope on God Is Founded, with tune by Herbert Howells, was sung by the University of Texas Chamber Singers. James Morrow directed. A lovely hymn text of inclusiveness, For Everyone Born, was written in 1998 by New Zealand hymn writer Shirley Arena Murray. In 2006, Brian Mann provided a singable, almost folk-like tune for it, and we'll hear it in an absolutely wonderful arrangement by Tom Trenny for choir, cello, and piano. The choir of First Plymouth Congregational Church in Lincoln, Nebraska, is led by Brett Epperson with Tom Trenny at the piano.
Shows and sings.
The choir of First Plymouth Congregational Church of Lincoln, Nebraska, sang the hymn For Everyone Born, as arranged by Tom Trenny. We continue this festival of hymns with Henry Purcell's expansive hymn tune Westminster Abbey, as it sets the text, Christ is made the sure foundation. John Rutter leads the Cambridge Singers, organist John Scott, and the City of London Symphony of Brass in his own arrangement.
Christ.
John Rutter's arrangement of Christ Is Made the Sure Foundation with tune by Henry Purcell. Mr. Rutter conducted the Cambridge Singers, who were accompanied by John Scott and the City of London Symphony of Brass. Thank you for joining me for With Heart and Voice today, as we've listened to a host of hymns in various settings. I hope you enjoyed the music I've chosen and found it to be meaningful. Some of the recordings on today's program come from the Richard Gladwell Collection. This program is available on the web at withheartandvoice.org, and we're on social media. Like us on Facebook or follow at @WHeartAndVoice on Twitter. If you'd like to write, you can send email to withheartandvoice@wxxi.org. Audio producer for the program is Andrew Croucher. Executive producer is Gene Fisher, and I'm Peter Dubois. Please join me again next week for With Heart and Voice.
With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.